Here in the U.S., just 12 years ago, another president, George Bush, was fighting for re-election, running on his achievements as a war president and contending with an economy that was not producing enough jobs. Last Saturday, we talked about the lessons Democrats learned from losing their challenge for the White House in 1988. This week, we want to look at what lessons Republicans might learn from the first George Bush's campaign to win re-election in 1992. Republican media consultant Todd Domke joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Thank you for being with us.
Very nice to be with you.
What do you see as the similarities and differences between George W. Bush as a candidate in 2004 and his father's campaign against challenger Bill Clinton 12 years ago?
Politically, it's more as if he's the son of Ronald Reagan than George Bush Sr. He's more ideological than his father was. His supporters would say more principle. That's the way we'd prefer to say it. But as a result, he has a more united base of support. He didn't have a Pat Buchanan running against him for the nomination or a Ross Perot as an independent cutting into his base. He's a more effective campaigner than his father, and he seems to enjoy himself more as a candidate. Plus, he doesn't have Dana Carvey impersonating him, making him into a caricature that's seemed more real to some people than the genuine article.
Almost inescapable in that campaign, as I recall. Well, what about lessons that President Bush might have learned from strategies Bill Clinton used that worked in 92 and in 96?
In terms of strategy, he learned to define your reelection opponent early, as Clinton did to Dole to some extent. He learned the importance of uniting your base early so you can move to the middle if desirable, but most importantly, to keep your base energized.
Do you have any advice for the president on how to take on John Kerry? What kind of a campaign to conduct against him?
Well, again, I think this President Bush has learned from his father's mistakes in terms of tactics. So he's, for example, using a lot of surrogates to put the opponent on the defensive. He's raising a lot of money and spending it on advertising early when it matters. And also in such things as changing the content of the ads often to keep the opponent on the defensive and targeting the ads in markets to pull the rug out from under Kerry when he's planning to launch some attack of his own. He's doing a great many things right, and we've seen the results over the last 2 weeks.
I wonder about the use of surrogates. What happens to a candidate if the surrogate is, for some reason or other, discredited? Does that create problems for the candidate who's leaned on that surrogate?
Well, it depends on whether they're trying to just motivate their own base. There's the strategy of going for the middle, of trying to win over swing voters, in which case you don't want to use surrogates that are terribly controversial. But there's also the other strategy that each candidate needs, which is to motivate your supporters. And so to those people, many times someone you'd consider perhaps discredited would instead, in their view, just be somebody who's speaking with great conviction.
What about this notion of going to the base? President Bush has been doing that, certainly in this part of the campaign. Does that make it more difficult for him to come back to the middle? Or do you think this is a campaign where there is no middle of the road?
Well, there is a middle, but it's difficult to exactly define it because we know the middle is a mix ideologically. But some of the people are a mix personally. In other words, there are people who are liberal on social issues while being conservative on foreign policy or economic issues. And so someone who's a composite ideologically like that, how do you sway them? In many cases, these people are non-political, but because it's a small enough number and because each campaign has a great many resources this time, you're going to see unprecedented targeting in the way that we usually associate with, let's say, a New Hampshire primary or Iowa caucus, where campaign organizations personally try to reach them, to have precinct people go to their door, to talk to them, to try to win them.
Last week on our show, a Democratic operative advised Senator Kerry to make a pretty big deal out of the choice of vice president and make a sensible choice and so on. What do you think about vice president? Can you imagine a scenario in which Dick Cheney would not be on the ticket?
I can't imagine Cheney deciding that perhaps he doesn't want to go through it just because he realizes that he could have great influence in another Bush term without necessarily holding that particular office. So I think if he felt that he was a detriment, he would not just volunteer to step aside, but also probably insist on it.
So the answer is yes, you can imagine such a thing.
I actually have had a hunch that it would happen, but again, that's personal. I have no inside information. If it happened, frankly, I think it would be something that happened close to the convention.
Todd Domke is a Republican media consultant, speaking with us from Boston. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. It was good to be with you.